Welcome to the Shoot the Breeze podcast with your host Vinny, Rob and Nello. This podcast contains strong language throughout. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody and welcome to episode 89 of Shoot the Breeze podcast. First off, apologies for missing the past 2 weeks. Lots been going on
between all of us.
Yeah, Rob started a new job and is far too busy for anything else other than this job. It's all consuming. I wonder what your missus feels like.
Basically, yeah, it's all the time. And I feel the pain now of not having, with trying to cram everything into 2 days in the weekend as a former shift worker, it's hard going.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking hard going.
And how is the job? It's good.
It's good. It's just busy as fucking hell, which, I mean, it's in advertising, so it's like one of the only industries that it's obviously like just doesn't seem to have stopped. So
yeah,
it's flying and it's all great crack, but the hours are a lot. Like there's some nights you're there starting at 8:30 in the morning and finishing at 11 at night, like, so it's like,
ugh.
Some nights are full on, but man, it's good to see the inner workings of shit. Like,
that's what you got to do when you want to make your way to the top.
Yeah,
that's what Vinny do, and then he found out that being a musician was way easier.
Yeah. Yeah, way less work.
Didn't have to hang around enough security cameras anymore. None of that bullshit.
No, didn't have to get dirty, like, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to get pissed.
Call them Snickers in the bin.
He still has the Snickers.
Yeah, no, the Snickers are pulled out once a week to cut the grass and do a couple of bits around the house. So yeah, But anyway, how have you all been? You've been keeping well.
Yeah, dude. Trying to. Mid all of it.
Yeah.
I'm still working. You know, I'm quite lucky in the fact that I don't have that much of a thing. I'm working at the weekends. Go for a couple of runs, bring the dog for a walk, have a couple of cans on the evening. The only thing that's different is I'm still not seeing many people. But other than that,
yeah,
I'm traveling outside my 5K to go for a run, to go, all that kind of shit.
I'm being a deplorable. I'm one of those privileged arseholes drinking on the side of the canal once a week.
Yeah,
like the weather has been pretty. Like now, I know it's kind of shit now this evening, and it's meant to be kind of bit crap for the next couple of days, but it has been amazing. The weather has been fantastic, like, you know.
Yeah, I got a good bit of work today. Up in the garden on Sunday.
Yeah, I was saying that today, right? I've been cycling into work every day for nearly a month and a half, like a month and a bit now, and it's rained like twice.
Mm.
So,
yeah, not bad. I mean,
go on, global warming.
Right. So, what did we have? What did we miss over the time that we've been away? So we had Cheltenham was on.
Did the lads make any money?
I made a few quid.
I suppose. I put in like 50 quid into my Paddy Power account. I think I've got like 90 now. I was at like 140 at one stage, and then I've gone back down to 90. Just accumulators and lucky 15s didn't pull off, like, you know. Sure.
I put in a score. And I took out about 240, and then I had bets for the rest of the week included in that. So I was all right.
Not bad. Not bad. Good stuff. I can't do it because I'm shit at that and I don't want to have a Paddy Power account. I'll find some little stupid game on it and I'll end up getting stuck spending money.
Yeah.
Although I told you, didn't I? One of the lads in my job won 24 grand on it or something.
Fuck me.
What, on a race?
On some stupid little game on Paddy Power.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't think anybody won that.
One of those card things or guess, I don't know what the fuck it was, but he won 24 grand, yeah. Like, this is in the last show.
There's like Paddy Power have a casino and there's like a roulette, like live roulette wheel that you can fucking bet on. Like, it's obviously like, it's a real person doing the roulette wheel and you just bet numbers on your fucking phone. Like, and you're just like, I'm just like, and I love roulette. And I was like, oh,
yeah, I'm surprised you have. yourself.
I saw it and I was like, this is live. And I was like, yeah, close that shit down, like, you know.
Yeah, fair.
I'm the worst gambler. I won money in Vegas one time on roulette and I thought I'd lost money. And I was like walking away from the table and your woman was like, get back here, you won. And I was like, oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not a very good gambler. Vinny won me money in Vegas. So I just gave him my cash and he came back and bought from me.
Yeah, I did that for you and I think two other lads. They're like, I've no idea what I'm doing. And I was like, right, okay. So they bought, I think it was me. Yeah, and I think you gave me maybe like $50 or something like that. And I came back and handed you like $100. I was like, there you go, double your money.
You gave me about $300 because I bought two pairs of runners and Liz's present out of it.
Oh, there you go.
He probably just gave you money. Yeah. And was just like, look how good at gambling I am. Like, here's 300 quid, don't worry about it. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'm just spending my own money.
It was a stag. Like, he was probably fucking doesn't remember giving you €300.
Yeah. and then so we had the rugby as well. Just on the past weekend there, we had the Ireland-England game. And thankfully, Ireland managed to fucking pull a performance out of themselves. Like, and I think the performance that they had in them all along, potentially, but it was leaving it to like the kind of fucking last game of the tournament to really make a showing. And yeah, it was a great game. Like, you know, and I think over the past, like the past kind of four or five, like the other kind of four games leading up to the England game, I don't know. Yeah, it was just, like we talked about on a podcast with Luis, talking about like their kicking game and just lots of kicking the ball away, just kicking possession away. And I don't know if that was through lack of creativity or being afraid to try new things or to be able to be afraid to try it, like passing through the hands and stuff like that. But whatever it was, anyway, and then this time against England, they still kicked a bit, but not as much as they had been. And thankfully, it paid off, like, you know, and it was a fucking great game.
Yeah, it was.
Is it a game to be like, there's now optimism for Irish rugby, or is it a game to be like, we got one, let's fix the problems kind of thing?
Well, because we lost against Wales narrowly, I think because we were down to 14 men. We lost against France again narrowly. It wasn't like an absolute spanking, like, you know. Italy we beat, Scotland we beat, and then England we beat. So we kind of from a rocky start of losing the first two games to then finishing strong, you know, and winning three games in a row. I don't know.
Yeah, but the Scotland and the Italy games, they weren't great showings. Even though we won.
But, you know,
you still have to win the game.
Yeah, I know. I'm a fan of winning the whatever way you need to win. If it's ugly, fair enough. I don't really mind. But still, I think in the England game, they played very well. But the France game, like, they were just kicking for the sake of kicking. It was stupid.
Yeah.
And like the
English game was definitely the nicest I've seen them play in ages, like, you know, nice passing through hands, trying things, like, you know.
Yeah,
it necessarily didn't work all the time, and like there was like that line out ball which was passing that got in for Keith Earl's first try was unbelievable, fantastic bit of play. Keith Earl's he had a second try of his disallowed because there was a knock on in a couple of phases previous to it. But it was like, it was great flair, like with Johnny with a cross field kick, like, you know, after kind of a good period of play, and then cross field kick to Earlsy in the corner. And it was fucking beautiful. And like, I was, elated, quiet, literally jumping around the sitting room for joy. And then it was found out that there was a knock on in the previous phase, so that was disallowed. But it was good, like, you know, it's just it was nice.
I think it felt good to kind of have something to cheer about for us.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like, I was at that game England Ireland last year, in Twickenham, and England made a fucking show of us, and that was poxy, like, you know. So it's always nice when you beat England, and we have lost to England in the previous four games, like, you know. So it was we kind of needed to do something, and need to pull out a performance, and thankfully that happened. So yeah, that was good.
Did we miss the whole fucking hullabaloo? I think we did, didn't we? That was last weekend, was it? We missed the whole, like, hullabaloo over the video referee and in rugby, and or did we talk about that? I don't think we did.
No.
Was it the Wales game?
Which now?
Was there not, like, a massive scandal with the Wales game or something?
It was with that French ref.
Yeah, wasn't there? Is there not a game where Wales could have won or something? Was it not Wales and England? And there was controversial decisions. Like,
So that was not last week. That was the week before.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was a couple of decisions where it was either there was a try. We had talked about this. Talking to Owen Farrell, saying that he should go talk to his team.
The weeks are all melding into one.
Yeah, that was 2-3 weeks ago. But yeah, no. So Wales were on course to wrap the whole championship up. On Saturday, and France managed to fucking pull it out of the bag, and it was a fucking great game of rugby, there was a Scotland and France game that was postponed because all the French team had COVID. Not all of them, but like a huge percentage of the backroom staff and a couple of players had COVID. So that game is rescheduled for this Friday. So France, in theory, could win the whole championship now and deny Wales the Grand Slam, but it kind of depends. It's not a. Well, I kind of have to, like, they won't get the Grand Slam, but they might still win the championship. But that's to be decided in Scotland and France's hands on Friday.
Apparently, France is like
it's good, getting rid of it. Good fun. Weird with no crowd. Compared to last year, but good that the whole thing was able to go ahead. Like, you know, and then bar that France Scotland game that had to be rescheduled. Other than that, it seemed to go off without a hitch. Has there been any? How have Liverpool's form of late been?
Just settling to nothing, I guess.
They're doing out like they're true to the quarterfinals of Champions League, is a big plus. We beat Wolves a couple of weeks ago, and then we had the Champions League. And now last weekend was FA Cup, we didn't play. So we're doing all right. And Van Dijk is now back, I think, or he's almost back.
That's crazy that he's going to be back. If he's back before the end of the season after tearing your ACL and being back in the same season, that just doesn't make any sense medically.
But I think he wants to play for Holland. And as far as I know, Liverpool aren't too keen on the players doing international duty this year.
No.
So I don't really know what the crack is with that. Well, Ireland are playing Serbia on Wednesday night.
Oh, so international football this week.
Yeah.
Are we playing Uzbekistan next and fucking Georgia then?
No, we're playing Qatar and Luxembourg.
Qatar? Fucking hell. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a strange fucking
situation. So we're not playing like Gibraltar and Georgia and Denmark or somewhere that who's seen
to the Faroe Islands or anyone.
Probably they're playing them, stage.
It's crazy that they're letting the international football go ahead despite the fact that like all these countries are starting to come down with worst cases of COVID and everything at the moment.
Yeah, well, countries like Qatar and all, they have most of their people vaccinated because they forced them into vaccinations.
Because they're rich. Yeah. It's when I was listening to Dave McWilliams a few months ago, and he had a fella on from Israel, and he was saying, you know, Israel have an understanding with Pfizer, and that's how we got the vaccine. And I was like, what kind of understanding? It's money. Like, you have money, you paid for it. There's no understanding. There's an understanding as old as time. You paid for something and you got it. There's no like crazy dealings. Like, so the rich countries are going to be fine. And then the European countries, you're supposed to be rich, we're still waiting on vaccines.
Yep.
Standard. Yeah. So, what, Ireland have vaccinated like 600,000 people or something like that, or half million people have got their second dose or first dose.
13.2% of the population has the first vaccine, their first dose, and maybe 4% has the second dose.
Yeah, meanwhile, in the UK, they're literally letting people run around just jabbing people because, you know, apparently everyone's getting fucking vaccinated over there.
They've like done 27 million first doses.
And we have 492,106 first doses.
We have such a shambles. I emailed Stephen Donnelly the other day, but I didn't get him back.
What did you email him? Like, how dare you, in the middle of a pandemic, give us all false hope?
No, I was pretty much saying, why are we not buying Sputnik V and putting it in a warehouse until it gets approved? So when it is approved, we can just start rolling that shit out.
You actually sent the TD an email saying that?
I sent the Minister of Health this email. And I also said that 50 countries are using this vaccine. And he's a laughing stock, pretty much. So
he is a laughing stock. Like, actually, the fact that I'd love if he like quoted you on News Talk or something, you know. If you like,
I'm sure I'm not the only one giving out to him in an email.
He probably buys it. Sure, some he'd be like, I believe there's a Neil Cummins that says, "Oh yes." Yeah. Oh God! Fair play to believe in the Irish political system.
It's fucked. Like I don't really know what to say. Like, you know, it's just they're blaming supply, but then. They're blaming the whole AstraZeneca thing is the reason, and the fact that AstraZeneca have been falling short with the amount of doses that they're meant to be delivering, but they just don't seem to be vaccinating people fast enough. Like, you know, but they're saying that they're vaccinating, like they're not warehousing vaccines, like whatever we're getting, they're putting into people's arms. But at the same time, is it a case of like why are we getting so little then?
Well, we're doing better than France and Germany, but then I think per percentage of population. Well, like there's countries like Denmark that have the same population as us and are plowing through people. Like, so it's
because Denmark are making deals with Israel and stuff like that to get a lot of vaccines off.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, we're very, very beholden to our EU business daddy.
Question for you, right?
Say.
Let's see. I lived in the UK for a while. I have a national insurance number. I pop up to Belfast, give a homeless shelter as my address, give them my national insurance number, and be like, give us a jab.
I think you can get it with your public, if you have the UK card.
Yeah,
I don't have a car. I don't know what
in terms of the rollout, like where they are, like as in what bracket they're vaccinating. But I'm sure if you went up,
I looked
when it was your bracket.
End of middle to the end of May, they're going to be doing the 30 to 39-year-olds.
Who are they doing? 20-year-olds at the moment over there?
No, I think they're doing 50 to 59-year-olds at the minute now.
So, but when is the 30 to 39-year-olds meant to be getting the vaccination in Ireland? Because
2020,
like they're saying that what 2020.
Here comes the airplane.
Sorry, that's boiling.
No,
sorry.
What's that? Is that sweet potato?
I don't know. Butternut squash.
Butternut squash.
sorry, for those that don't know, like, yeah, you obviously can't see what's going on, but currently, like, my wife just walked in and just forced a spoon of, like, pureed mush into my mouth. And it's for our son, and it was pureed butternut squash. And she was asking me, is it oily or something? But yeah.
Was it
when you're not expecting it, it's weird. We're weaning them at the moment, like, off. Not off milk, but it's called giving them their first tastes of all various like fruit and veg and stuff. So we've been trying for the past couple of weeks, but this week now is we've made fucking bumper progress. He's absolutely loving whatever we're giving him, like, which is great.
Mm.
Happy days.
Yeah, because there was a couple of weeks. It was the same, like we gave him baby rice about a month ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. And that took kind of like 2 weeks or so before he actually started to eat it. So I was like, that's pretty going to be the same with the veg. And yeah, it's kind of been a little over 2 weeks, but now he's fucking horsing it into him. So anyway, sorry. we get back to what? When is it meant to be? So you're saying 2022 apparently is when?
I think that was a joke.
I could be proved right, but no, I don't
feel fucking right.
I reckon it'll probably be for 39 year olds. I'd say we're talking August, September.
They're saying that they want to have 80% of the adult population in Ireland done by September. And when they say that, are they talking first and second doses? Like, you know,
this is the thing they don't seem to clarify, and I think that's how they're getting away with a lot of this shit. Like, and then also, like, there's just this whole thing. I saw someone ranting on News Talk the other day. I don't know what profession or her name right now, but I think she is a doctor as far as I'm aware. But she was complaining about the lack of, like, just keep telling people, like, it'll be grand, we'll have everyone done by September. But, like, you know, that's not realistically like right now, based on what's happened, that doesn't seem like a realistic possibility. And it's like, if we're at 80%, will you let everyone, like, will everyone be allowed back out into the public if we're at 80%? Or do you have to be at 100%?
Yeah.
Like, there's none of those kind of statistics coming out. And I mean, you're kind of dead right, like, because we're a year now in, like, majority of the year being in lockdown.
Yeah.
Longest lockdown in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one that we're in, this kind of level 5 now we're in it. Like, this has been going on since what, fucking Stevens' day or something like that? Like,
yeah, pretty much. They pulled the plug, didn't they? On New Year's, they didn't let, like,
4 o'clock. I got kicked out of the pub at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. But then, the whole 5 kilometer restriction travel thing that came in just before New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I think it was 27th or 28th.
Yeah.
That's what it's been. I live into town. Jesus Christ. I was getting sick of summer.
They're saying, like, what? It's going to be, I think, the 9th of April or something like that is when they're going to give us the next update of what the fuck is going to happen. And then, like, I can't imagine there being major changes, like, you know.
They're not going to open up anything. Like, what can they open up, like, apart from fucking...
Yeah.
Like
the only thing that I think that they could do is that, like, the whole outdoor activity thing, like, open back up golf courses and tennis courts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If people
go back to mass, they can fuck off.
Yeah.
There was
all TDs or somebody was on today talking about trying to get the churches open for Easter and all that stuff. And I'm just like, it's like fucking Donald Trump in America. It's like Donald Trump in America, where he was shouting on about, like, this time last year being like, oh yeah, sure, we'll all be celebrating Easter Sunday Mass, you know, and this COVID thing will all be just a fucking flash in the pan, like, you know.
Like, they need to stop looking, like, everyone in this pandemic needs to stop looking for votes and just fucking do what needs to be done. Like, just honestly, just stop shouting at each other and just fucking work and just get it done.
If I was I'd be ringing up every country and I'd be on my hands and knees asking them for spare vaccines.
Yeah, like, I saw a great what was the tweet I saw about him today? He's like, he looks like he's smiling and he's about to tell you a good story, but it's really boring every time he tells it. It's just like, that's the man summed up.
Like,
it doesn't give me great confidence.
We have this big affinity with America, and, like, we have this like a fucking Irish heritage president in America now, like, you know, and surely we should be tapping that shit up, like, you know, just being like, here, listen, you know,
vaccines in Canada and Mexico.
Yeah. Like,
surely fucking race to get everyone done.
Yeah.
They got hundreds of people in 48 days.
Yeah. And he said a thing being 100 million in the first 100 days. He's done it in fucking half the time.
Mm-hmm. You only need four of them, or six of them, 6 million of those. Yeah. Throw them over, send them. Or we need
most 12, of them are them Johnson and Johnson ones, so they're all one jabbers.
Already?
Loads of, yeah. The Johnson Johnson's made in the States.
Yeah.
That's approved now in Europe, but it won't be. I think they were saying it'll be May before it gets into Europe, like before it starts to be distributed in Europe, like, you know. So we could end up getting the fucking Johnson Johnson one jab one, like, you know.
I'd be all over it, man. I swear to God, I'd pay good money for a fucking vaccine now at this stage.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, like, I suppose, like, it's only going to be really good when good percentage of your mates and people you know actually get the vaccine, because if you're the only one with a vaccine, what, there's no difference, like, you know, you can't, it's not like at the moment there's no kind of segregation being like, oh, vaccinated people can do this and unvaccinated people can't do that, like, you know. Now I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but it potentially could. But
yeah, but it just means you're closer, like, it means we're all like, if I get it, then you get it, then you get it, we're all one step. Like, if the three of us got it and our three partners got it, we could all fucking meet up and do something, technically speaking.
With
no fear.
Right, I'm planning to go to the UK in August for a wedding. Yeah. Right. So Liz is obviously vaccinated. I probably won't be in it by August because this country's so slow. The UK will be pretty much fully vaccinated, or at least everybody will have their first dose by August. So I'll be going to a wedding where everybody will have their first dose. Most people will have their second. And I'll be the one going, I am the only fuck here that hasn't been thing. So I'm going to have to get a negative test. That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever else. But then just because they're all vaccinated doesn't mean they don't have it. It just means not getting sick. So I'll end up getting riddled. And then come back with, you know what I mean?
So you're going to have the Nello strain.
Stop. I know.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, just go up to Belfast. I could go up to Belfast, try and get myself a little vaccine with my national insurance number, come back down, book a flight, and be days.
Fucking Bob, your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Like.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, this thing they're going to say on the 9th of April, I have a feeling it's just going to be like, yep, we're staying where we are in this level. Like, apart from, I think outdoor sports and all that sort of stuff will be...
Construction will kick up again.
Yeah.
Construction skills.
Yeah, I'd imagine maybe the 5K thing will get lifted. But to be fair, there's not like...
It'll go to 20K maybe.
Yeah.
But even I'll be honest with you, though, around here, right?
There's no real enforcement.
Yeah, but around town, they're like... Sorry.
Have you seen much enforcement of this, like, of the 5K?
I haven't seen, so, for example, a guy on my basketball team, my basketball team, I haven't played in, like, fucking 2 years, but anyway, in a text group that happens to involve people that play basketball that I'm part of, broke his 5K last week, got fined £100. Then I noticed, like, there's very strict kind of questioning going on around town. So, like, for example, if I drive from mine to Sarah's, I probably encounter one checkpoint. And they're kind of like, where are you going? Why are you going there? Who are you going to? Like, they're a bit more kind of like inquisitive. Now, once I'm saying to them, like, I'm literally going up the road to my girlfriend's gaff, they're like, all right, go on ahead. But there is a lot of Garda presence around town, and specifically like the entrance points of town. So to go to Sarah's, I go up around by not quite RTE, but just on that road towards RTE. I can't think of the name of the road, but there's a Garda presence there. There's presence when you try to go to the East Link around by me, there's another checkpoint there. So they've kind of got all the access points to town kind of checkpointed. Now,
It makes no fucking sense. Drive and have driven from where I am in the north county, the countryside.
Yeah.
Into Swords, gone to Swords, I've gone to Malahide for a walk and stuff like that and come back. Yeah. Never any fucking guards. I've gone out to Skerries again for a walk. No guards. Mm. Donabate, no guards. Port Marnock, no guards. I've driven into town and I had it wasn't necessarily an essential trip to go into town. It was I needed to pick up something in town. And I did that, but I didn't get stopped going. And I drove I've driven in through Drumcondra that way. And then I've driven in on the M1 through the Port Tunnel and then up the North Wall and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And no fucking checkpoints at all. And I'm going in, it's not as if I'm going in at 8 o'clock at night. Like I'm going in fucking 10 in the morning or whatever. And
I think if you're pushing it, I don't think the guards are out there to slap fines and people or arrest anybody.
Why is there loads of checkpoints in town? It's such a small, confined space. It's so built up, whereas you could travel big distances, from fucking inter-county, nobody fucking stops you. I know this whole distribution of resources. I just don't get where.
Yeah, well, there's definitely stops on all the. I haven't actually had to do it this side of Christmas, but there's definitely stops on the way out to Kildare. There's a stop. I was heading out to you because I had to pick up some gear from yours for the microphones and stuff. And there was one on the N2 there out towards yours, just before Ashburn. I think it's the N2. I don't know. Whatever road you use, Nello, to get home.
Yeah, there hasn't been one in a good while.
Oh, really? Because I thought that's what they were doing. I thought they were doing all the border crossover areas, basically. Because I know going to Kildare, there was one on the motorway. But I don't know. I don't think it really stops them. But I think they should lift the 5K restriction. Because, to be honest, I've moved out now nearly 2 months. And there's been times where I want to go and see outside. Go and see me fucking man that and just have a cup of tea, Or people like that, when you're far enough away, you want to just go and see people. I haven't seen...
And you haven't?
I've gone twice to... Well, when I was working at the airport, I was going up and down because I was there anyway. But I think I've gone once since I've moved over here. And it was literally on Mother's Day to drop out a fucking bouquet of flowers and a present. And that's kind of it. I've been busy as fuck as well. But at the same time, they're kind of nervous about coming in and even coming to see me and having a coffee out here somewhere because my man's what if I get stopped and all this shit? And shouldn't really, everyone's got to take care of themselves and be responsible fucking adults. And if you're not, well, then you shouldn't be fucking allowed near a car. Realistically speaking.
Yeah. It's I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. I just think open back up the golf courses, open up sports activities outside, train and all that sort of stuff. Get rid of this fucking 5K thing. I can't, I say it probably won't be May or June until they're going to allow us to have outdoor dining or me or go to a pub or sit in a beer garden or something like that. And I know Micheál Martin said, I like as much as the next man sitting outside in a beer garden, having a pint, and he wants that as well. So, but I just can't see that happening this time. Announcement, it'll probably be May or June before they do it.
Thankfully, takeaway pints are back though, and I have been scalping them, which is delightful news.
So St. Patrick's Day, went out with a couple of lads and sat in the green and had a couple of cans, and it was glorious weather. It was lovely. I wanted to go get takeaway pints, but we ended up going to a green, literally, I think it was the furthest point in Swords that we could go. It was nowhere near a fucking pub. So that didn't happen. So I've yet to get takeaway pints.
Well, I got yet to get to deliver them over this way because it's posh.
Yeah.
And there
it is. Drive to Survive is back on Netflix as well. I've watched like 3 or 4 episodes of that already. It's fucking
I'm brilliant. On episode 9. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Did you watch Your Honor?
No, not yet.
With Bryan Cranston. Worth a watch. It's brilliant.
We'll be on next week with a full review.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Sorry, what are you trying to show me here? Yeah, Your Honor is class. It's brilliant.
He's trying to show you how long
we've been okay.
on our free Zoom.
Sorry, right, yeah, right. Well, sorry, yeah. We have, we could have kept on going on for hours, I'd say. Right, yeah. Well, we got to wrap it up for this week. We promise we'll be back next week and we'll be back to more regular things once Rob just sorts himself out,
some TV next week.
Yeah.
So don't forget to like and subscribe and leave an L review and rating wherever you get your podcast fix from. And don't forget to tell all your friends and family about the Shoot the Breeze podcast. So until next week, thank you very much and look after yourself. Stay safe and we'll chat to you then. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.